You're listening to the Uprise Astrology Podcast, a podcast that inspires the present-day visionary to rise to their best life. My name is Island Sky, and I'm an astrologer and numerologist. I'm best known for cutting right through the noise and bringing the most important messages to you. Welcome back, friends. This is Island Sky. We are going to be talking about the astrology for all my Sagittarius rising friends and also Sagittarius sun signs for November 2022. It is going to be an interesting month with navigating what I feel like are going to be new health goals or new daily lifestyle goals that you guys are going to be setting. It will come up based on the astrology. We're going to be diving into what it all means. If you're here for the first time, the way that I basically do these episodes every month now is by taking a look at what is happening every single week so that you guys know what to expect. Hopefully this helps you to navigate and kind of plan and structure your month. So if you find this very helpful, I would love for you to hang out, subscribe to my channel, ring the bell, and let's be friends. Now we're going to dive into the very first sort of happenings of November 2022 for all my Sagittarius rising friends. And by the way, if you're a Sagittarius rising and you know that, then this astrology is going to correspond more accurately according to your chart, because the rising sign will kind of give a more accurate picture of where the planets are transiting in your own personal chart if you know that you are a Sagittarius rising. If you are a Sagittarius sun sign, you might find this helpful as well, because you might be working on some of these goals during this month as well. So it's not just limited to the rising sign, but definitely the rising sign will give you a more accurate picture. So the first thing that I want to talk about is, as we're coming into November, from the 7th until the 12th, we are going to be having a fixed sign T square. This is going to be happening between your 12th and your 6th house, and then also your 3rd house. For many of you, this is going to be a new conversation about your mindset when it comes to lifestyle goals. The 6th house is your lifestyle. You are definitely be taking a look. You are taking a look at that during this month. You're taking a look at your overall well-being and what has happened so far up until this point, because the 12th house, all the attention that you have in the 12th house right now, the sun is there, the south node is there, Mercury and Venus are going to be there for a good another 2.5 weeks. And what you're taking a look at here is that you are really in the end phase of a particular lifestyle routine that you have been living through, goals that you may have accomplished, things that may have worked, things that may have not worked. And so right now you guys are in that 12th house transit where things are coming to a point where there is a lot of introspection before you are going to have your emergence, right? Back into the first house, which Sagittarius season is right around the corner. And you guys are going to find that you might be in this place where you're really reviewing a lot of what was worth your time, your effort, with group participations, with people in your life that were maybe even attached to your career. Your most important relationships right now are under review. And this particular T-square is helping you to come to a point where you'll make the necessary changes in order to really focus on your lifestyle and the depth of your lifestyle and the overall kind of, you know, well-being around all of that. How do you actually feel right now with the way in which you live? There is a lot of emphasis on that. There is a lot of new goals that could be emerging with Saturn being in your third house. That is a lot of emphasis on your mindset. If you're hearing noise in the background, that was my dog. She just fell asleep. So if you're hearing stuff, that's her. And so with Saturn here in the third house, you had to really focus on how you think and becoming a little bit more rigid, actually, in your approach, becoming a little bit more sort of patterned in the way in which you're thinking and how you're going about things. Many of you might just have this sort of moment here in the beginning of November where you start to realize, okay, this sort of chapter is coming to an end. And it's coming to an end because there is a new conversation that is arising for you to really deal with any kind of lifestyle, you know, changes, with any health changes that you're trying to incorporate, and to put the necessary boundaries down so that you will not overextend yourself the way that you may have been experiencing. So this T-square is going to be brilliant for that, to pay attention to these types of themes, because these types of themes are going to help you to kind of deepen the conversation that is emerging here with the Sun and Mercury. Now on November 7th, there is going to be a Kazemi that's happening here at 14 degrees. This is going to be happening in your 12th house. This is now you getting super clear around what you can do and what you cannot do. Your future plans have to involve you putting yourself first and you knowing that your mindset, your psychology around what it is that you're doing is protected. And so a lot of you might have to initiate a conversation right now, could be with people that you are seeing on the daily or on a weekly basis. This can be coworkers. This can be people who are kind of just attached to the lifestyle that you're living right now, a group of people maybe, or somewhere where you're going. Maybe you're going like exercising with a certain group. There is some kind of initiation of conversation where you're able to directly speak to what you're able to commit to and what you're able not to commit to. And so this is going to be a time where you could leave a particular impression with people if you really just use this Kazemi here to get very clear and crystal clear on what your needs are. So it's a very good energy for that as we're coming into this week. But things start to heat up a bit because we are going to have that full moon lunar eclipse in Taurus. This particular eclipse is going to be happening in the house of health for you at 16 degrees. There is now a conversation that is definitely exposing itself. Some unexpected, maybe circumstance that comes up that throws your lifestyle into the spotlight now. And there is a surge of energy for you to free yourself from particular traditions or particular patterns or systems that you may have put into place that were part of your lifestyle. But now you have to break free from that. You have to move beyond those limits. That is what the North Node is basically here with the full moon lunar eclipse basically is saying. You have to sort of pay attention to what's no longer working. There's an outmoded tradition here in your lifestyle, your health approach, the way in which you're living, and this is not the kind of lifestyle that you thought you would be living. And so there's a hard stop here. There are some circumstances that require protection and boundaries around it, because we are in Scorpio season. This is about trusting. This is about boundaries. This is about, you know, you basically saying like, okay, I have to protect this aspect of my life. I need to do this. There's a determination that is born out of everything leading up to this full moon lunar eclipse in Taurus that you now are saying, you know, this creates crisis in my life. This is a demoralizing situation and I don't want to do this anymore. There is a rising above that is being initiated here between your faith in life and your lifestyle and those two things now merging and you coming to a closure with particular aspects of your life that just don't work anymore. And so you will be cutting those things out. This is going to be a defining moment for many of you, I think, on how you will continue to live your life and what are some of the moral and sort of spiritual issues that force you to kind of make up your mind here, but not necessarily, you know, by other, you know, people. It's just that you may have felt that this is something that's coming up, but finally, this is the time for you to, this is it, right? I'm going to make these necessary changes. So your lifestyle and lifestyle goals are now changing in such a big way where you have a new vision and it's exciting. And this is something that you can see that you can work on. You are going to be fired up about it in a good way based on the circumstances that might arise during this week. Now, November 9th, there is going to be this moment where, you know, we come out of this full moon lunar eclipse. into this conversation with Mercury in your 12th house and Uranus being in a sixth house, where you start to realize that, okay, there is some scattered energy because of everything that is kind of surfacing now. This is a time, and during this week in particular, it's good for you to follow through on your action plans. It is good for you to just work alone and maybe focus on new things. Anything new is going to be worth your time. Focus on that aspect. Try not to have your energy be too scattered, but that is basically what this energy is all about. Mercury in an opposition with Uranus at 16 degrees, that's scattered energy. And the scattered energy is coming up for a purpose, because we are to really pay attention to the things we know we must do now. You know, there's like this, I can't look away from this thing. I really need to pay attention to my health, my lifestyle, my faith. For you guys, that is the conversation that comes up here. So make sure that you are, you know, sticking to your plan and working on your own. Best to work alone during this time as much as possible. Okay, so let's move on into the second wave of energy during November, which starts on November 10th through the 15th. This is a much needed relief that kind of comes through. Sun, Mercury, Venus are all going to be conjuncting even tighter, forming a specific trine to Neptune at 22. Neptune, for you guys, is in the fourth house. You may have been dealing here with situations that impacted family members, impacted sort of kind of family figures that needed your help. And there is some kind of a hope that returns here. There's some kind of a higher meaning or something of meaning that starts to return of why you may have been going through a certain situation in your life that kind of questioned your faith, that kind of questioned even the relationship dynamics, but among certain relationships with family. There is a hope that is returning here. You're going to start to realize that there's changes that are occurring now between you and family members. This is how it's going to basically, from majority of you, going to unfold. If it's not a family member, it is, you know, somebody that's really important to you, that, you know, is a very special relationship that kind of impacted your upbringing or impacted the way in which you're viewing your faith at this time. Or if it's not any of the relationship dynamics, it really has to do with your upbringing, your past, but then also just you expanding sort of your comfort zones at this time. You're going to be able to really let go of any kind of anxiety or fear that you've been holding on to, that now you realize that's not the case anymore. Like, you've outgrown this aspect. There's an outgrowing and a moving into a different realm that comes up here. But with 22, usually there is a relationship that is tying into this. So pay attention to relationship dynamics during this time as well. Okay, so moving on to November 15th through the 16th, right in the middle of that week, then the conversation starts to end with Venus and Mercury in a conjunction trining Jupiter at 28. This is you saying, you know, okay, I need to get some, you know, relief. You might find a lot of pleasure and a lot of joy, kind of pulling back and doing things that are really, really cozy, doing things that are fun, expanding your home life at some level, or doing something where you're able to just retrieve your energy back. It is the 12th house where Mercury and Venus are going to be trining Jupiter in the fourth house. So this is home activity. This is you just bringing the family together or bringing yourself back into your home life to recover from anything so far, even this year, right? You might be more inclined to just turn on the music and cook more during that week, just diving more into maybe reading books or doing something behind the scenes that really fuel your energy back. And also just a time where you will be able to kind of live out more in appreciation. So if you're looking to do something that kind of fuels you back, anything in regards to self-care, this is going to be a brilliant time to focus on that. during the dates that are just mentioned here up on the screen, from the 15th until the 16th. But in general, just producing a different kind of outcome for yourself where you feel re-energized or rejuvenated. This is a brilliant energy for that. You know, bringing the love back into your life and kind of an appreciation for how your life is now unfolding at this time. November 16th and 17th, this is when now Venus and Mercury are starting to move into your sign, Sagittarius. They are going to be coming out of your 12th house, moving into your first house. So the spotlight is going to be on you now. These are energies where, you know, there is a fire returning back. There is a clarity also coming back to your mind. Mercury leaving the 12th house and moving into the first house. This is when you're going to start to feel like there is a reemergence of you. Anytime, you know, we come from the 12th into the first house, there is a reemergence, you know, of you and a new sort of action plan. There is a new uplifting energy at the very least that you're going to be experiencing here, because shortly after the sun will obviously move into Sagittarius season as well. So there is a really nice energy here. Relationships will be drawn to you at this time. There's a magnetism that kind of comes back. And so it's a productive energy between relationships, to say the least. You know, we can do this type of energy that you might be experiencing here in the first house, as well as, you know, Venus and Mercury start to come into Sagittarius. Now, moving to the 16th between the 22nd, I talked about this energy in the last report. And this is a really gnarly energy, I have to say. There is different aspects about this, but the first thing I want to talk about and I want to get out of the way is that this is sort of a, you know, twisted energy in a way. This is an energy that is really, really weird. Let me just see here real quick, you guys. I feel like I lost my screen and I want to make sure that I'm still here. What just happened? Let's just go back. Oh, we're still live. I want to see if you guys can see me. Can you guys see me? If anybody is here in the chat, please drop it in the chat. I feel like I just disappeared from the screen for a moment. How weird. As we were talking about this Mars-Neptune square, how weird. Okay, so now coming back to that Mars-Neptune square. We talked about this last month. It started to apply during that time, and it's going to apply again exact at 22 degrees. From the 16th until the 22nd, Mars is in your seventh house, Neptune in the fourth house. This is family issues, relationship issues that might be resurfacing at this time. Someone's intention that is kind of twisted, or someone who is in your life that you have some kind of a bond to, where a particular issue kind of comes back. It comes back, it circles back. You're like, I thought this was taken care of. I thought this would go away. And it comes back. And somehow the relationship dynamic here has the feeling of less than behind it. Okay. So that's the first aspect I want to talk about, because this is really interesting for you guys. This can be a family member, an aunt, you know, somebody who is in part of the family that, you know, is there, and you're just starting to realize like the purity of their intent. Is it there? Is it not there? You know, and there is sort of a deceitful maybe action behind what it is that they're doing, because Mars now is retrograde. So you are starting to see their actions or any kind of actions or any necessities in regards to exchange with them in a different light. So the question here is going to be, what are they up to? That's the first thing, okay? The second thing here is you could have a lot of sort of dreams about bodies of water or fluid or navigating boats, navigating cars on ice type of dreams that have messages for you, is specifically in regards to relationships, because the intention of someone could be kind of twisted during this time. So I want you to pay attention to that here. The other thing I want to just say is, again, this is an energy here where you may have to kind of test someone's intention, especially because if you pull your energy back and you practice patience, everything that you're doubting will reveal itself to you. And you might also be kind of kind of just in general noticing more doubt coming up during this time, the energies here is kind of supporting for you to pull back, retrieve your energy back, and be a little bit more patient and kind of pay attention to what the intentions are behind everything. So it's a really good energy kind of, you know, notice things that maybe before would have not been in your periphery, and you have to notice them because there's something off about it, and you are to notice that at this time so that you are not falling into a relationship dynamic here that continues on that is not preferred. Okay, so this is a really good energy for that as well. And so before I move on, actually, let's move on into some other aspects I actually want to talk about here. November 19th through the 30th, Venus and Mercury are going to be now in a much tighter conjunction, moving from 4 degrees all the way up until 20 degrees from the 19th until the 30th. This is going to be happening now in your first house. And they are going to be basically changing the conversation in regards to you just noticing new things about yourself, the ability for you to express in a more compassionate way, maybe, or the ability to express more with warmth and noticing the impact of, you know, that kind of an expression. It's a great time to attract any kind of business dealings or transactions or an increase in marketing. If you've been sort of looking into wanting to market a particular aspect in your business or any kind of contract that you're trying to negotiate, this is a really good time for negotiation and financial outcomes. And I just wanted to point that out here real quick. And the best day actually to set a brand new bold vision and to kind of bring something that will kind of benefit your future growth for yourself, your strategy, because everything is moving into your first house, is going to be on November 20th. That's when the Sun and Jupiter are going to be in a conjunction. It's a brilliant energy here for you to re-dream about how you want to re-emerge, maybe towards a strategy, towards something that you really want, a goal that you're setting. And there is a new vision that is sort of backed behind this. And it comes sort of through during this time, 24 to 48 hours, really focusing on it. But whatever you're focusing on during this time will benefit you in the long run as well. So choosing really wisely, coming out of your maybe comfort zone is going to be necessary during this time so that you can make the particular type of gains you're looking to make when it comes to your action plan at this time. Okay, so this is going to be really, really important. Let me just real quick look on my chart here. I just want to move forward. Yes. So, yeah. So shortly after what is going to happen on the 22nd and the 23rd, this is when your season begins, right? Happy birthday ahead of time. This is when your season begins. The Sun is going to start to move into Sagittarius now. And then also Jupiter moves direct. And where is Jupiter? Jupiter is in your fourth house. It's going to move direct at 28. So if you have been looking to move something particularly forward when it comes to your home life, when it comes to agreements, especially with family members, or when it comes to just you expanding comfort zones, your home life, anything that brings this cozy, warm feeling into your life, this is going to be super positive. Things are going to start to move forward. Things are going to start to expand in a direction where you'll start to realize, okay, some of the things that you have been putting your energy and your time and effort into are going to start to expand now. Okay, so if you're looking for good news in regards to home and family, it's going to be a good time during this time. And then before I move on real quick, I just wanted to introduce myself real quick. My name is Alan Sky. I'm an astrologer and numerologist. I focus a lot on forecasts here on my channel. If you are here for the very first time, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for watching. I hope that you find these forecasts helpful. Anything for the immediate future, this is the type of thing that I love focusing on with the astrology. And I would love for you to hang out with me. Let's hang out, subscribe, ring the bell so that you get notified every time I put out a new horoscope so you don't miss anything. All right, let's move on to the last couple of transits during this month, November 26th through the 30th. Mars is in your seventh house, the house of relationships, the house of the most important bonds that you have to other people. It is going to be forming a trine 19 degrees to Saturn in the third house. So there's a lot of very mature conversations that start to come up here. You're going to be able to get your point across. You feel more responsible to make things happen. You're really wanting to nail a specific outcome during this time. If you're looking to nail a specific outcome, you're becoming a lot more smarter on how to go about it, how to have this conversation, what to look for in the conversation, and what kind of commitments to look for when the other person is responding back to you. How you need to secure the deal type of ordeal is going to be super duper important. Now, the other interesting thing here, though, is as you are focusing on these types of things, November 29th, Mercury and Mars are going to be in an opposition at 19 degrees as well. So where is Mercury again? In your first house. This is you with your brilliant ideas. Okay, Mars in an opposition to the seventh house. That is the relationship. So somebody might be in the picture here, not wanting maybe a particular idea to come out in a particular way or how you're presenting it. This is an angry energy, okay? This is an energy where you want to have caution because someone is challenging your beliefs. Somebody is coming up against what it is that you are wanting to create or what you're saying at this time. And you could be running into some kind of challenges or difficulties here with projects or even papers or negotiating terms. So you want to get super duper clear on this day to maybe not even schedule a meeting if you can avoid it, right? Sometimes we can't and it comes up and we have to deal with it. But whatever you're dealing with here, the benefit is going to be for you to understand the other person's point of view and understand what they can and cannot show up as. This is really important because your expectations will shift based on this opposition. And this is a good thing because maybe later it would have caused you more issues. So this is going to be a good thing to kind of, you know, pay attention to during this time as well. But just know that things are highly sensitive. So you could be taking something personal more than you would usually. The energies are kind of going to be heightened during this time. So that is November 2022 for all of my Sagittarius friends. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode, that this is going to help you to prepare for the month ahead. If you have anything to share with me, how are some of the predictions, you know, unfolding in your life? And what do you see actually for yourself? I would love for you to participate in these videos and just share with me because I love hearing from you guys. So leave a comment below. Let me know how things are unfolding. And I am going to see you guys back here in the next forecast in the next episode. And until then, have a really, really great month. Bye.